Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We don't get the passes, right? Valuable passes that some of us used and were able to use. We don't get them without the gift. That meant so much.
We don't know that for
Oh, it's a good chance of that.
Fitz is a good man. He probably would have given us passes even if we didn't. I don't get the sense that he only gave us the passes because we gifted him. I don't think he's in it.
Well, that would help your argument. It would really help you. It would really help. It would help your side of this.
I don't have a side. I don't have a problem. I've re-gifted things before. I don't think. But I think for you to do it so publicly. When you know Ron Olson be listening to this show, it's risky.
I would have done it and just explained to Ron, because Ron's a nice guy and he's smart, that you know, we're limited in resources.
I'm not on a timeline.
I mean, Ron doesn't care. Ron will help you out.
Regifting is very fun, you know? It's a fun thing to do.
Oh, I hoped Ron Olson, who's pranked our show, was listening when I did it, and that's why I called him.
It was a compliment to him.
And great local artist, as I said, believed me. I hoped Ron was listening. And so, listen, apparently you all got text when this was happening.
Yes, I did get it.
Ron, imagine the scene, ladies and gentlemen. Ron approaches me this morning. There's no John or Brad around at that time. And Ron, who has apparently texted John a WTF when this was happening.
He did.
Right, comes to me and he's waiting on an answer from me. And I didn't realize at the time what we were talking about. I was like, hey, Ron, happy Monday morning to you. And he's, hey, what about the poster? And I said, oh, Ron. Yes, the poster. The poster that indeed turned into passes for game day and what was clearly, for a national star, an honor to get. I said, thank you, Ron. And I said, for your next print, I'm going to buy it from you.
Oh, wow. Right?
I'll buy your next one. And what did those do? I said, those in turn turned into passes for game day that Jason didn't even use. John did.
Well,
how about that?
Well, Jason.
You capitalized on what? On what?
We can't say that for sure.
Oh.
We cannot say that.
Can we hypothesize that?
Oh, we can hypothesize.
That's what I'm talking about.
I just give Fitz a little bit more credit than that. Like, I don't think he only gave us game day passes because we gave him gifts.
Well, it was literally, as he's saying, I say to Fitz, listen, I know that doesn't have a Memphis tie, but it means something to me. And so I hope it'll mean something to you. And Fitz is telling me as he gets up, thank you, thank you. And as a matter of fact, would you guys like some game day passes? If those aren't connected, then I guess you don't have to.
Who can say?
I mean, even Jimmy Schmitz could pull that one together,
oh,
bro.
Wow.
Even Jimmy Schmitz, who got canceled, could pull that one together.
They're on hiatus. I'm just saying. They're not canceled. They're on hiatus.
And so that said, I think it all worked out. As I explained to Ron this morning, and you should have seen the light bulb going off in his head when he realized that his print will be up in the home of a national star.
He probably
who was schooled
it.
He very much figured that out, didn't he? Didn't he? And the light bulb, John, something I knew on Friday, the light bulb was able to go off for
everyone.
So I've been further ahead of this than you think. And those of you all that would say, oh, man, Jason's going to be in trouble. No, Jason was 2 to 3 steps ahead of you again.
I never really worried about it. I thought it was a good touch. And I re-gift things, like I said, all the time. So I certainly cannot judge.
I think if you want to use re-gift, I think in this sense, it was obviously a very special meaning. You do that because in this instance, it's probably going to work very well, right? And Fitz is going to appreciate it. And when you go and tell Ron that it's going to be hanging in Fitz's home, national star, Juilliard trained musician.
That's right.
Ron's going to love that.
Yes.
I mean, it all worked out best.
That's right. I think it all did work out for the best.
And you got to go to the chance of a lifetime and see game day.
Well, you
feel
had
that electricity.
He offered you passes, too. You know? I just had to pick them up. You had some. I had five. They were reserved.
And when did I text you about them?
I was asleep on Friday night.
No, because you tweeted 2 minutes later.
I did not. I did not tweet.
We can do this on the radio.
What?
It's good. It's actually probably good radio because weird radio is good radio. But at 9:48, when I say, hey, what's the plan with the passes? There was no response. And at 9:50, there's a tweet that says, having a great time with Jason Fitz down at Neil. So you were still awake, and you just decided, you know what? Right now, this time with Fitz, he's more important, right? than responding to Jason about how we're going to divvy out the passes. And John, tell the listeners when Bennett and I heard from you about the passes.
7 o'clock the next morning.
6:45 a.m.
But I didn't tell Bennett.
Oh man.
I mean,
Bennett was even texting me saying we still haven't heard from you about them. And so now you see how this story, which started with, oh man, Jason, now you see how it's turned. I didn't hear from you until 6:45 a.m. after I'd asked you at 9:48 the night before, what's the deal with the passes? That I think Fitz may have given to us because he felt so grateful for Ron Olson's print. So I felt a little bit, I don't think I capitalized like I could have. And so anyway, we watched on television. It was a good time. I still think that's where God intended for me to be, because as we come in here, we did a great open, great first hour. You were able to give them sort of the energy from being down there, while I was able to give the sort of perspective, which you couldn't tell at the time,
how big
things were watching it on television. So it all worked out for the best.
That's right.
But once again, the way it went, is different than what we thought the outcome was going to be.
I guess Ron
Olson is very happy. At least from the last, when I talked to him this morning, seemed fine.
Yeah.
You can tell me if he's texted you or anything.
He has not texted me anything. He has not texted me anything. But I guess all's well that ends well in the end.
Because Memphis wins.
That's right. Memphis wins. We will be back. Chris Lowe is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about what he thought about the weekend and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This week, the Jason and John Show is sponsored by First Horizon Bank, formerly First Tennessee Bank. First Horizon Bank on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from. Like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Childhood Cancer Family Fund and Memphis area Papa John's restaurants will be hosting a month-long Christmas toy collection drive for the pediatric cancer patients living at St. Jude's Hospital's Target House long-term family facility. For the month of November, drop off any new Christmas gifts suitable for newborns to age 19 at any Papa John's location. The gifts will be a part of a free Christmas shop at St. Jude's Target House, where parents shop free for their children. Papa John's Toy Drive. Be a part of this holiday season.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you are a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics Focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or their Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more at the Graduate Info Session October 29th at Christian Brothers University in Midtown Memphis. Register at cbu.edu/graduate.
Hey, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with changing weather and shorter days, you really need reliable brakes. So stop in and have them checked by one of our pros. Your safety is important to us. That's why Pep Boys installs long-lasting Wagner brakes for your car, pickup, or SUV.
And right now at Pep Boys, save up to $60 on a Wagner premium brake service package. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So visit your local Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696. Are you hungry? It's time to get kooky at Kooky Canuck, home of the world-famous Cucamonga Burger and 34-ounce $5.99 ice-cold beer. And plenty of TVs to cheer on our Tigers and NHL games. Come and get your kooky on, downtown or in Cordova.
Every year, millions fly with us at Allegiant because together we go places. From how we go to where we go to what we do when we get there, we love doing it together. Save when you book flights, hotels, and rental cars only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Tampa, St. Pete, one way for as low as $43. Must be purchased by November 20th, 2019 for travel between November 21st, 2019 and February 13th, 2020. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Dearly beloved, Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be all right.
Auto sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. They got them out there on the lot. Price starting is $29.90. They got a great team. They got a wide selection. Everything you could ever possibly want or dream of out there on the lot. They got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you're looking for, they got you out there on the lot. Like I said, they got one of the best teams that you could ever ask for. They're going to help you. They're going to take care of you. Everything underneath the sun. Go see them. They're in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, landersmemphis.com. We have not yet heard from you guys. We have not yet heard from everybody who was a part of this weekend, every fan that was there, game day, the game itself. 535-3776, 535-3776. What did you think of everything? What did the day mean to you? 535-3776, 535-ESPN. We've kind of said our piece on you know, kind of what we thought of everything. Now is the portion of the show where we would really like to hear from you. So 535-3776, 535-3776. What did the weekend mean to you? Phone lines are blowing up. You know, I think we sort of said it before, you know, to start the show, you know, it just felt like, if Memphis ever had the privilege of winning a national championship, that's what game day and that weekend probably felt like. You know, that's kind of, what I would say. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Please call. Who's this?
They're blowing
Steve.
Up.
Steve, you're on.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
We got you.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the stadium and everything else the whole day. You know, I went to the University of Memphis, and, you know, we used to go to tailgates, and we wouldn't even go in the game. We would just go to the tailgate and then leave or leave at halftime. I don't think I ever saw a second half of Memphis football. While I was in school and the chills of the crowd that night and the whole day and everything else, man, the hearing the Tiger spell out with just that emphasis and, you know, the other team in the locker room was hearing it. Everything was just unreal, man. It was something that I couldn't have imagined, especially, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, and just so proud to be a part of it and everything else. It really, really showed out the city.
Steve, thanks for the call.
Surreal is the word.
535-3776, 535-ESPN. Let's go to William. William, you're on.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up,
bro? Love the show, man. Love the show.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, Jason, man. Keep
going. 5353. No, we've made it clear. We get it. 5353. No, it's clear. I'm a piece of shit. Like, it's been made totally. 537-76, 535 ESPN. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on.
Hey, man. So, I actually moved to Louisville, Kentucky a couple months back for a job, and I drove home from Memphis. I've been really missing the city, and I'd really missed home, and I got to come to game day, got to come to the game, and it just, I mean, that was the most incredible day ever. I'm so happy I made the drive back, and that shit was magical.
No doubt. It definitely was. It was a great moment and a great showcase for the city of Memphis. 535-ESPN, 535-3776. We go to Michael. Michael, you're on. Mike.
Well, my brother-in-law turned to me towards the end of the game, and he said, you know, if we win this game, somebody ought to make Corso wear the other end of the horse on his head. So I thought that was a pretty good line. But yep. The one thing on the broadcast that I was disappointed in is I was hoping the local people would get the national people to comment more on either getting the conference as a whole into the Power Six, a real Power Six, or Memphis into the Big 12. I was wanting to hear more comment from them about that possibility.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Michael. I mean, I think the AAC with four ranked teams has certainly earned some respect, and it just is what it is. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Let's go to John. John, you're on.
Hey there.
Yo.
I was actually Lyft driving on that day, Saturday, and it was crazy. It was just like you said, there was money to be made. All these parking lot signs, and you just, you know, usually $15, $20, man, $35, you know, it was crazy. And then just getting to meet all the people are excited going downtown, and it was just awesome.
No doubt. Appreciate the call, John. 535-3776. 535-ESPN. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, you're on.
Jason and John, man, I am still hoarse today, so bear with me on this. But
But
the Liberty Bowl, I mean, it was awesome. It didn't matter whether you were young or old, black or white. You know, it was just, I mean, we were slapping high fives with people we didn't know. It just goes to show that winning and sports in Memphis can bring everybody together. And it was just a beautiful thing. And one last thing, John, we had too sweet of a weekend for you to be salty today, man. All right?
Yep.
Take care.
Appreciate it, Jimmy. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on. Tom.
Hey.
Hey, we got you.
Hey, my name is Telly with a T. It's not Tom.
Oh, Telly.
That's okay.
Thanks. What's going on, Telly?
But look, I got to say, I had to pull a Jason. A Jason, because, you know, I live 220 miles from Memphis, so I had to watch it on TV. And I never have been so proud of a program in a city as I was Saturday.
Yeah.
It was so awesome, and I enjoyed it from 8 o'clock a.m. until 11 o'clock p.m. It was beautiful.
It was.
Thanks, guys.
It truly was. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. What did the weekend mean to you as a Memphian? What did the weekend mean to you as a Memphis football fan? The scene, the atmosphere, the crowd. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Let's go to Mike in Cordova. Mike, you're on.
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm just so proud of Memphis. I'm so proud of being a Memphian, and I'm so happy for Memphis Tigers. But I got a couple things I wanted to have you guys contemplate. One is, as far as the college football power teams playing non-power teams, I think a schedule needs to be made where the following year you have to play a team that ranked in the top 25.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So it doesn't matter if you're in a Power 5.
Yeah.
For them to keep avoiding teams that are, you know, have an excellent record and are actually ranked, I think that's just crazy, and it constantly excludes other conferences. So by saying that if you're ranked in the top 25 this year, next year, you got to play, they have to schedule you with a few of the top teams just to see where you stand.
I love your idea. I just don't know how many of those top dogs would sign on for it, right? Because they're scared of you. What does that get them? But I love your idea.
I think if people like you start putting pressure on them, and more people around the U.S. and more radio stations, talk stations start putting a little pressure on them, that might help. It'll spread the wealth. It'll get everybody a lot more interest in college football.
Well, that'd be
number
great.
Number one. Number two, as far as pro football, I just want to add this real quick. You know, everybody's talking about the preseason. I got the best solution for you there, too. And you heard it here first. Best solution is keep the preseason the same, four games, but make it be worth a half a game of regular games. and then have it start where after the first game you have to say who the 23 of your starters are. After the second game, you have to say 33 of your starters. After the third game, 43. After the 53, you have to name out who all your 53 starters are.
You have thought this through. That, I mean, that's a mathematician right there. Appreciate the call, brother.
Let's go to
solve it or not.
Tony. Tony, you're on.
Hey, man, I just want to say, man, the whole weekend was awesome. Just it makes you proud that your team, not a power five, and got selected and represent the city. It was an old commercial for Memphis. And I think the Memphians did very, very well. I mean, for them not to even hardly mention SMU or showcase them at all, it just goes to show. You know, and I hope that Memphis is able to phony up for Mike Norvell, because when you see this guy, he got something special with him.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm proud of him, too, because for him to be looked over, where some of the other coaches got hired before him, it's ridiculous, because the guy that's up in Nebraska and all these other guys, they haven't done the job Mike Norvell did. Mike Norvell has an excellent resume, and I'm glad we got it.
I'm with you.
No doubt. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. What the weekend mean to you? What the win mean to you as a Memphian taking in the scene? What did you think of everything? 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Who are we going to now, Brett? Who is this? Andrea? Andrea, you're on.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, this is Andrea Miller.
Hey!
Anthony's mom. How are you guys?
Well, hello, hello. Our Bears are struggling, but I'm happy otherwise. How about you?
I know. I'm doing well. They're going to pull it out. They're going to be okay. I had to call. I usually never call. I listen to you guys every day. Love your show. But I had to call because I have never been so proud of my team, proud of my coach, proud of my city. To see everyone just come together. I was at the game, and it was just incredible. It was just an incredible sight to see everyone come together. Like the previous caller said, everyone was high-fiving. You didn't know any of these people hardly, mm-hmm. and everyone was high-fiving, cheering on our Tigers, and Tiger Walk was just phenomenal to see those kids and their faces, and that means so much to them. So, you know, I'm just so proud of Memphis for showing up and showing out. So proud of my city.
That was, so well said,
thank
Andrew.
You for the call.
Thank you for the call.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Anthony Miller's mom, you got to love it. Let's go to Mark and Bartlett. Mark, you're on.
Hey, guys. I just want to say that I'm actually proud of you two. I listen to Memphis Sports Radio a lot, and last week I listened to it more than usual. And you guys are really upped your interview game. I mean, with Herb Street on, Rinaldi, all of those interviews, you guys are really good at what you do. And I just wanted to compliment you. I don't know how often you get to hear that, but I listen to a lot of talk radio, and I just am proud of you, both of you.
Mark, thank you for the call, man. It means
thank
a lot.
You, brother. Really appreciate that.
Let's go to Perry. Perry, you're on.
Yeah, I'm Terry calling from East Memphis, and first off, from the game day experience, from having Penny Hardaway to the Grizzlies, Jerry King Lawler, and Mike Novell, it represented Memphis very well. And also shout out to Penny for giving the football team props. And from being at the game with my son, from seeing how a normal crowd is to having it sold out from the tarp being pulled up, it was a great scene. So, shout out to everybody at Memphis and the football team of Memphis Tigers. Go Tigers, go.
Hey, Perry, thanks for the call. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Let's go to Memphis Money. Memphis Money, you're on.
Hey, fellas. Nothing but love for you guys.
Thanks, man.
Man, the one thing I want to make sure doesn't happen is that somebody comes and cherry picks Norvell from us. I think he needs to look at – he finally got out of the shadow of Fuente, because Fuente didn't do anything like Mike Norvell's done. Yeah, he started to resurrect us from the death, but, man, Mike Norvell has taken us to places we've never been before, all right? So the weekend, to me, was the best sports weekend ever in Memphis. If we'd have won the 1-2 – that might have maybe kind of been close, but I've never seen Bill Street, and I'm a lifelong Memphian, man. I've never seen Bill Street like that. I've never seen game day, the guys from dumbass Corso, excuse my French, to the rest of them, man, be so electric. That yeah. place was absolutely rocking. And I went down there, and I was worried about, you know, seeing some of the people getting down on a wobbly boot and a knee. I was hoping these people would go to the game, and, man, we did. And we filled it up, and it was absolutely electric. I've never seen anything like it, and I need everybody to go fund me a taco meat. A taco needs a new TV because Lawler dropped the straps, so I guess he threw his TV into the toilet.
I don't know if did that get caught on the broadcast though? It might have been on Twitter, so I think his TV might be safe. I
forgotten about that.
Yeah, I think his TV is going to survive another week. Hey, Memphis Money, thanks for the call. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on.
Man, it was awesome down there. I just wonder if Lawler won the picks over the ESPN analyst. And also, I kept looking for the Blues Angels to fly over before the game, but nothing flew over at the game. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I don't know if they were planning to be there or not. Would have been a nice touch, though, for sure. Let's go to Ricky. Ricky, you're on.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, to me, this past Saturday was the best sports day ever in my life for this city. I'm 53 years old. And that was the best sports day ever in my life. It's like we won a national championship that day. I had friends call me from North Carolina to Atlanta, call me and say, man, your city looks phenomenal. This is how much of an impact it made just around the globe. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Hey, appreciate the call, Ricky. Let's go to Rick in East Memphis. Rick, you're on.
Fellas, what's going on?
What up?
Hey, man, I am a proud Memphian this morning, a proud Memphis representative, been representing for Memphis for as long as I can live. Man, this is one of the best looks for the city of Memphis I have seen since I've been alive. Man, I've been repping Memphis football, basketball, baseball, everything Memphis.
Baseball.
When I go out of town, they like, man, you from Memphis? I'm like, yes, sir. So, man, Memphis looked good from the beginning to the end. So I tell all these Memphis fans, if you stay in Memphis and you're not a Memphis fan, you can go jump on the bandwagon. Come on. You can go jump on the bandwagon. After this, ain't nobody else get on the bandwagon if you don't stay in Memphis. So that's what's up.
No doubt.
Congratulations.
Y'all look good.
Congrats, bro.
And then last word on this, we go to Greg. Greg, you're on.
John, Greg, Farm, a.k.a. Elvis. I opened up the show at ESPN game day.
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, I just want to say you guys are doing a phenomenal job there. Unbelievable. Couldn't be happier for Memphis. Could be happier for the Tigers. I'm a long lifetime Memphian, born and raised. My bosses over here at Wright Construction gave me an ultimatum when I said they're coming to game day, he's coming to Memphis. And I said, well, I'm going to dress up as Elvis. And he said, you won't do it. I guess I did.
You anyway, did it
and made history.
You did it, man.
Thank you, guys, man. That was the most unbelievable crowd I've ever seen in my life on Beale Street. Y'all get all the credit for pumping it up and the 92.9 signs. I couldn't do a 92.9 sign because I stood in front of the Tulsa kicker sign and put thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go. Greg, thanks for the call, man.
Well done by you.
Appreciate it. Love hearing from you guys. Thanks for all the kind words. It was definitely one to remember in Memphis, Tennessee. When we come back, we'll turn the conversation to the football side of things, what this means for the Tigers, what this could mean for the next few weeks for them. We'll talk to Chris Lowe from ESPN about all that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis' game day station.
Oh, operator, get me Memphis, Tennessee.
Live from Bill Street, Reese Davis.
We're really looking forward to it.
It is Kirk Herbstreit from game day. It has been a week-long party, and he joins us now. Hey, Kirk, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Please now welcome on Desmond Howard.
I'm excited to get the message.
And B.B. King was wrong. The thrill is here.
Game day only on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
This week, the Jason and John Show is sponsored by First Horizon Bank, formerly First Tennessee Bank. First Horizon Bank,
on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Are you looking for a stress reliever? Why not a massage or facial from Massage Envy Spa? With four convenient locations, you can go today. Our licensed massage therapist will melt your stress away. Or for more pampering, try our special services, including chemical peels and microdermabrasion. Massage Envy Spa in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, and in Midtown on Union Avenue. And our newest location in Cordova on Germantown Parkway. It's not too late to feel better. Relax. It's Massage Envy.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
F45 Germantown, that's where I work out. It's where you should work out, too. Listen, I know if you've been on that fitness journey, you've probably tried out a bunch of different gyms, and you've probably gotten bored at a couple of them. That ain't the case at F45. I've been working out there since February, and I can honestly tell you, it's awesome. It's the best place I've ever worked out because every day is different. They got strength days, they got cardio days, they got hybrid days. Every day is different. You're never going to do the same workout twice. And the best thing, you're going to get results. I've dropped about 10 to 12 pounds. You're not going to have to worry about treadmills. It is a fun time always at F45. And like I mentioned, results. Right now, they're doing their 8-week challenge. During their last challenge, they had a guy gain 3.3 pounds of muscle. Another guy had a 28% change in body fat percentage, and another lost 31 pounds. So like I said, you're going to get results. This is sort of the high energy time of the year with the 8-week challenge. You want to get started? Just text the word free to 901-421-6087 to sign up. You can also get a week free. All you have to do is text the word free to 901-421-6087. What are you waiting for? Get started at F45 Germantown.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at five different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Oh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more with help from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get world championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive, so if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it.
For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Indulge in fresh, healthy ingredients with today's Perks deal. Get $20 towards salads, wraps, and more from Wild Beet Salad Company for only $10. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What a weekend in Memphis, Tennessee, on a national stage. The first time ever showcased on ABC primetime. Memphis ends the unbeaten streak and the unbeaten season of SMU. Chris Lowe covers college football for ESPN. He knows a thing or two about Memphis football. He joins us now. Chris, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you guys.
Yeah, appreciate the time. Let's just start with the scene before we get to the game on Saturday. You know the history very well of Memphis football. You've seen the lows, and there have been quite a few of them. Did you ever think you would turn your television on Saturday morning and College Game Day, the preeminent college football show, would be broadcasting live from Beale Street for a Memphis football game?
No. It would be a definitive no. I mean, not when you look at the history of the program over the last 20, 30 years. I mean, you know, when Justin was there, he always had a couple good years. But no, not to be the showcase locale for college football that day. And what a great – I mean, I've talked to a bunch of people there on that game day set. You know, people behind the scenes, people that are out, you know, front and center. They said it's as good an environment as they've ever had for game day, period. You know, it was a perfect spot there, right on Beale Street, intersection of B.B. King Boulevard. And it was almost like a Mardi Gras-type setting.
It was.
You know? It really was. And then for Memphis, it was an exciting game. And for Memphis to win and sort of cap the day off. I texted with Coach Norvell later that night, and he just said very simply, what a great day for Memphis. Not only the program, the university, but the entire city.
I think certainly you would think about the upset over Tennessee maybe as before this weekend as the banner day. But, you know, even though it's not a playoff game, it's not a championship game in your conference, I mean, doesn't that sort of day and that showcase become the greatest day for Memphis football?
Well, the best news is I can promise you, mm-hmm. and knowing Mike Norvell, that they plan for it not to be. They feel like it's something they can build off of. And, you know, when you showcase your program and your city and what you built there to the rest of the country, the way they were able to, you're going to get better players. People are going to sit up and take notice. Now, the downside is everybody's going to come after Mike Norvell. You guys know that. Everybody
right.
in Memphis knows that.
Uh-huh.
That's just part of it. You get a super football coach like that who does something that hasn't been done there really forever or certainly in a long, long time, then everyone's going to take notice and try to come get him. Mm-hmm. But that's the kind of coach, if you're Memphis, that you want to hire. You want to hire coaches that other people want. And I know some people look at it, well, that's the downside, but I would take that every time. I would take that into the spectrum every time than having somebody that you think might be there 10 or 12 years and that nobody else is going to want.
Does a four – not to interrupt.
But no, I think yeah. they can build off of it. I think that's a day and a scene and an environment that Memphis can build off of. And I can promise you that's certainly what Mike Norvell has in mind.
Well, you got me, you know, speaking of Norvell, you got us already thinking about it. And you just wonder, and you know that the carousel is going to keep moving, so things will change. But you wonder if, you know, would Florida State go big fish first and then maybe look at a guy like Norvell? How high up the list do you think he'll be on some of these big jobs lists? What do you think about him and his chances for a big job?
Well, I mean, I think he's going to be on a lot of lists. I think he has been on a lot of lists. And I think Mike's, you know, first of all, Mike's a smart guy. He's not going to just jump on a job to go. And they're going to be, I think this year in particular, in the SEC, for instance, there are going to be multiple job openings one way or the other. And I'm not going to say there's going to be 3 to 5 guys fired, but I think you're going to see once the carousel starts spinning, the domino effect take place, and there are going to be some jobs come open. But Mike's got a good enough gig there. They've invested enough. He's built it to the point to where I don't think he just goes to go anywhere. And clearly, Florida State calls and says, you're our guy.
Yeah.
Who's not going to listen to that? Who's not going to say, absolutely, that's something I'd be very interested in? No, he'll be on Florida State's list. I mean, Florida State's the kind of job where it is, the fact that it's in the ACC, mm-hmm. the tradition, the fact that you're in a locale where you have great players all around you. They'll get interest from a lot of coaches, and I'm sure they're going to make, you're going to swing big, quote unquote. But I think Mike will be certainly a guy that will be a part of their list, and I don't know where he is, or how that all shakes out. Sure. But there'll be some big names, and you guys know how that process works out. Behind the scenes, agents or people are talking about, hey, would you be interested in talking to my guy? My guy would be interested. He doesn't want to get out there. If he's your guy, he's your guy. He's not going to go through the whole interview process. That's sort of the way it shakes out. Mm-hmm. But Mike is a football coach. I can promise you this, that a lot of people will be and should be interested in.
No doubt. We are talking to Chris Lowe, covers college football for ESPN. And then sort of last word on the Memphis football team. If they went out, it feels like they will almost certainly be the Group of Five representative in the Cotton Bowl against, whoever that would be. Looking at the rest of their schedule, do you feel like this team, Chris, is equipped to do that? Can they beat Cincinnati twice? Do you think they can do that this year?
Well, that's a hard, Cincinnati is a good football team. And that's, to beat anybody twice is hard, if that's what it comes to. That really makes it even more difficult. But here's the thing with Memphis. Memphis can score so many different ways. Mm-hmm. They're such a big play team. And if you're going to beat them, you better be willing to score 35, 40-plus points a game every time you play them. And, again, we've seen in special teams, we've seen in the pass game, the run game, they've got that big playability. And that's the thing, even if they get behind, a couple scores, their ability to score quickly and get right back into the game and then get ahead on you, jump ahead of you early, is the other thing I think that makes them so dangerous. But, no, I think they're good enough and equipped because of their ability to score and how good Mike is offensively and what their scheme that they can, I don't see anybody on their schedule that they can't beat the rest of the way or shouldn't be able to beat.
Much like Memphis, your thoughts on AAC football overall? I think the rise, and I think it's sort of cemented itself as sort of the best thing outside the Power Five. I saw a stat this weekend that if you took UConn out of the league this year, it would actually rate higher than the ACC overall. Just your thoughts on the conference as a whole and how strong it's gotten.
Well, and it continues to get better. And the balance that we've seen sort of blossom and how broad you've seen that league get as far as teams that are legitimate threats for anybody. I think that's what's most impressive to me is you've seen every year seemingly there's another team that steps up and makes, a lot of progress.
Yep.
Look at the coaching lineup in the league too.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. I mean, that's a league by nature that if a coach goes to a school in one of those leagues and does well, a Power Five school is going to come after him.
Yep.
That's just, you look at Frost and him going to Nebraska, that's going to happen. But yet the league has been able to sustain itself because they made good hires. Hires that are in some cases like Mike that are still there. And then when they've had to replace other coaches, guys have come in and done a nice job. So I still think it goes back to getting the right guy as head football coach and having a vision and that conference has done a really good job with that.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, when we sort of conduct the autopsy on Willie Taggart's, era at Florida State, why didn't it work? Why did it all go wrong so quickly?
Well, they never, for one, I was there, let's see, not this preseason, the last preseason, and they never were able to get it right in the offensive line. That was a problem from the get-go. And a part of that was, he didn't inherit a lot of talent up front offensively. Mm-hmm. But when you're bad in the offensive line and struggle and have no continuity, that just has a way of permeating your entire football team. And they just never could get it right. And that you go back and look at some of the games they lost, that was almost always a common denominator. I think the other thing is they just, A, there's no – and I'm not saying they should have kept him because it had gotten to the point you know, even less than 2 years to where at Florida State that should never be to that depth. But when you're in the conference like the ACC, that's down. Outside of Clemson, it's just not a very good league.
Yeah.
And then you struggle the way he did at Florida State, there's going to be zero patience. I mean, any sliver of patience there might have been was wiped out completely when people look around and say, oh, wait a minute. How is it that in this league with so many teams being down, you know, so much, you know, you've got Mac Brown back, you know, coaching again in his first year. You look at what Wake Forest has done under Dave Clawson, who's done there's another guy who's done a terrific job in Winston-Salem. And yet here we're Florida State, and we're getting beat by these teams that never beat us. And the fit, the timing, there were a lot of things. I think Willie is a guy that certainly has proven he did a great job at South Florida. You know, and he wasn't at Oregon very long, but it just, you know, it didn't work, you know, but what a class individual. I mean, you go back and read a statement that he put out after being let go,
yep.
You know, he'll get another shot somewhere. There's no doubt in my mind that Willie Taggart will get another shot somewhere as a head football coach.
Chris, we know first college football playoff rankings out tomorrow night. How's your top four look tomorrow?
You know, a lot like most people, I would have LSU 1 because of what they've done to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Their body of work. They've got three top 10 teams. They beat three teams that were ranked top 10 when they played them. A couple of those on the road. I'd have Ohio State 1. I've not seen LSU live. I have seen Ohio State live. Ohio State, to me, is about as complete a team as I've seen this year in college football. I would still have LSU ranked ahead of them right now because I think LSU's resume to this point is a little bit better. Ohio State, though, has that combo of quarterback, defensive line that you're always looking for. I mean, their defensive line is laden with professionals, future pros, and Fields' skill set is exactly what Ryan Day wants in that offense. So I'd have LSU 1, Ohio State 2, Bama 3, Clemson 4. Now, Bama and Clemson, neither one have great resumes. They really haven't beaten anybody, but they're both really good football teams. And it's ultimately going to play out because Alabama and LSU, in fact, I'm in Tuscaloosa right now, are going to play this coming week. So that's going to sort itself out on the field. And all this discussion about what if, what happened, those teams are going to play.
Right.
But it's just when you look at who Clemson's played and who Alabama's played, their resumes are pretty similar. They haven't really played many people. The difference is, to me right now, the difference is this. We don't know how healthy Tua Tagovailoa is.
Right.
Okay. And number two, Clemson almost lost to North Carolina. Now, other than that game, they've blown everybody out. And I think that's probably something that a lot of people on the committee and people who vote in the polls probably hold against them a little bit.
Yeah.
Paul Feinbaum said, I believe, over the weekend that he's hearing that Tua is going to be available to play and that, you know, he's looked pretty good. He's doing more and more in practice. If he is out there and he is, you know, close to 100%, do you give the edge to Bama in this game?
Well, see, first of all, I don't think anybody knows whether he will or won't be 100%. I agree with Paul in that I think the plan all along is for him to try to play in this football game. I don't think the swelling has been as bad in the ankle as it was last time. He has moved around pretty well. So I think all along they've been optimistic that he's going to be able to play. But with high ankle sprains and quarterbacks, when you get into the game, you re-injure it, there's a setback. How healthy are you? Can you protect yourself? I mean, those are all unknowns. So to say he's healthy going in, maybe he feels pretty good. But, you know, two series into the game, that can change. You see, those are all things that none of us have a crystal ball. So,
right. Yes,
I agree that Tua is – the plan is definitely for Tua to play in this football game. How healthy he is, how effective he is for the whole game, I just don't know. But I think Alabama is the favorite for a reason. I think playing at home,
yes.
Nobody big – four people have beaten Nick Saban at home since his first season.
Mm-hmm.
The defense is playing better. Terrell Lewis, their edge rusher, is playing exactly like they thought he was going to play. He's healthy. I think that helps. This will be the best defense in a lot of ways that LSU has faced. I think Alabama is the better football team right now. But getting to Burrow and making him and forcing him into mistakes will be critical because he has been so good this year at getting rid of the football on time and just not allowing people to come get it.
If he goes in there and wins this, just to stick it with Burrow, right? I mean, it cements it for the Heisman, doesn't it?
I would think so. I mean, we do a poll every week, and he's been my number one the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if they go in and he plays well, then
he's been
and LSU wins, it's hard for me at that point to see a scenario where he doesn't win it.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, man, this was great as always. Appreciate the time and the insight, man. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Yep. He is Chris Lowe, senior writer for ESPN, covering college football. What a game that is going to be this weekend, Jason.
It's a monster.
Yeah.
I think the first time they're going to have, like, and it makes all the sense in the world, Game Day and SEC Nation in one place. And why? I mean, where else are you going to
Put
them up to go?
Exactly.
I mean, this is as big as it gets.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, listen, I mean, Bama's a 6.5-point favorite. But, I mean, I think this is going to be an awesome – it will probably be the game of the year in college football.
It's going to come down to Tua, whether or not they're telling the truth. I mean, everybody says he looks good. But nobody – to Below's point, I don't know if we know if he's 75, 85, 90, where he's going to be. It's going to come down to how healthy he is. There's no question. Because without Tua, I just don't think they're explosive enough to hold down this LSU team. Now, we'll see. We know that LSU offense, they can give it to you any way you want it.
That's right. That's right. And it is a different LSU team than Alabama is used to seeing. So that's why I think this game is going to be so awesome on Saturday, 2:30 on CBS. All right, we will be back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
As someone who's been through a divorce, I know how emotional the process can be. And I know some lawyers just want a more expensive fight. So let me tell you about Justin Thomas and the lawyers of Thomas White and Gill. It's not one of those big national firms. Justin is a former first baseman for the U of M who won't back down, but understands that slash and burn lawyering isn't always the best way to produce the result or the bill that anyone wants. Thomas White and Gill has male and female partners and a range of billing rates. It is experts in divorce, custody, adoption, and wills and estates. To contact Justin or to see what the firm has to offer, go to memphisfamilylaw.com.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us, because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
When you're in the need of quality jeans, shirts, and boots, think Frontier Western Store in Olive Branch. Frontier has thousands of square feet of merchandise at everyday low prices. Tons of jeans by Carhartt, Wrangler, and Ariat. Whether you're after classic denim jeans, dungarees, or work pants, you'll find it among Frontier's amazing selection of stylish, modern fits. Flame-retarded jeans and shirts now available as well. Colder weather is on the way, and Frontier is prepared with overalls, coats, and fleece jackets. Women's shirt of jackets by Simply Southern starting at just $29.99. And don't forget the boots. Frontier boasts dozens and dozens of styles of boots. Work, dress, or play, come try on all the latest boot trends as well as proven classics. Ariat, Durango, Dan Post, and many, many more. You are guaranteed to find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, or shop online 24/7 at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Kooky Canuck has the best lunch for only $7.99 and $2.50 happy hour Monday through Friday. With two locations, Cordova on Germantown Parkway and downtown. Kooky Canuck is always an affordable experience and is open 7 days a week. Come and get your kooky on.
I am the Liftmaster.
Well, if you really want to be a hero, join DoorPro and LiftMaster to help the LeBonner Children's Hospital Radiothon. DoorPro is an authorized dealer of LiftMaster, and for every new garage door installed this month, DoorPro will donate $25 to the LeBonner Radiothon. Free in-home consultations. Just call 901-DOOR-PRO or visit DoorProInc.com. DoorPro
and LiftMaster.
Be a hero. Call 901-DOOR-PRO today.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis Group. Appreciate them riding with the show. They are the elite team in Memphis when it comes to buying or selling a home. Right here in the Mid-South. Lewis was on the fence, didn't know whether it was time to sell his home or not, whether the market was right. He ultimately did with the Live Love Memphis Group. Listed his home on a Monday, was under contract for Liz Price by the next day.
Lewis, Steve, Chris, Mandy, Marla, our man Kantar Macklin, all of them success stories. Hopefully we'll be telling you Kantar's here very soon as well. Yours can be as well. Mine was too. 685-6000 was the number that I called. So many others have. And what they find out? They found out that the Live Love Memphis Group was the right folks to call. Jennifer Carstensen and her team. Why? Because they got it sold, and typically they've got it sold within days. Mine was just 6 days. And y'all remember, that was the home I thought I'd never be able to sell. Jennifer Carstensen made a fool out of me, just like Lee Corso got made a fool out of. Hey, you want to sell that home? Get with the right group. It's the Live Love Memphis Group. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Rockets, Grizzlies. John Morant's playing pretty well. Average about 19. 3.4 rebounds per game. A little under 6 assists per game. Keep an eye on him tonight. And it doesn't sound like, or at least Jaren Jackson at this point, doubtful for tonight with some knee soreness. They've got the Rockets tonight down at FedEx Forum, 7 o'clock in here, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're going to do a 6 o'clock sort of a highlights of the game day program. So I'm going to cut those up and put those. So the pregame will be at 6:30, and then I'm going to just take like the most kick-ass parts of game day audio and put those at 6 to 6:30.
Relive.
I thought people would like to listen to that probably. So that, we're going to do that. And then Bluff City Law, I'm going to watch on TV tonight. The description for Bluff City Law, if you happen to support the show still, Sydney, Elijah, and Brianna take on a pill mill owner who's responsible for creating an addiction, an epidemic, and Jake helps George move forward in his post-prison life. Those are the descriptions.
There you go. Yeah, Rockets Grizzlies is the thing tonight. No Westbrook tonight for the Rockets, but should still be a nice showcase for Ja Morant all the same. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Mike Norvell. Thanks to Jason Fitz. Thanks to Chris Lowe. Giannotto and Jeffrey Arp next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
As someone who's been through a divorce, I know how emotional the process can be, and I know some lawyers just want a more expensive fight. So let me tell you about Justin Thomas and the lawyers of Thomas White and Gill. It's not one of those big national firms. Justin is a former first baseman for the U of M who won't back down, but understands that slash and burn lawyering isn't always the best way to produce the result or the bill that anyone wants. Thomas White and Gill has male and female partners and a range of billing rates. It is experts in divorce, custody, adoption, and wills and estates. To contact Justin or to see what the firm has to offer, go to memphisfamilylaw.com.
Here it comes again. Lunch. What's it going to be today? Gas station hot dog? Frozen microwave mini meal? Soup from an envelope? Why not spice things up for lunch today with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We start with USDA Choice Beef Brisket, smoked low and slow for up to 16 hours. Then, to make your mouth water even more, we kick it up with Nashville Hot Seasoning. The beef brisket is freshly sliced and piled high, topped with spicy pickle chips, melted pepper jack, and our sweet and tangy slaw. Finally, it's served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. This is no ordinary lunch. This is the new Nashville Hot Brisket, only at Firehouse Subs. Save time and order yours on the Firehouse Subs app today. This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Enjoy more subs. Save more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.